Welcome to Primary Attribute, or Castles and Crusades Actual Play Podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name is Adam. I play as Vons. Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist buddy. We both use he/him pronouns, and today Vons is feeling all tingly with new ideas.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns, and Jesse is just, you know, feeling a little better about herself in some way that is not very clear.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is wealthy.
Whoa. And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And Grix is living that island life.
Fuck yeah, man.
Steel drums in the background.
Mm-hmm. He did already have the shirt, so.
I can see him in his little shirt.
With the tiki glass.
Yeah.
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 Very Grix vibes.
Yeah.
But all right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, encourages us to keep doing good work, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. We were on a walking trip to get to one of the three settlements on this island. We crossed two gaps in the coastline. One of them was a river, and the other was a giant gouge out of the side of a cliff, and we did not follow where the rocks were strewn, but we have ideas about what that might be and put a pin in the map. We also found a bunch of parrots that had adapted to living in a corrupted world by becoming dark gray and shiny and shimmery in some of the ways that the corruption looks, but they were definitely not corrupted. We finally found the swamp village. And Wealthy found a magical residence, the residence of someone who was magical. Vons found some mysterious fruit. Jesse found the overall gathering place. And Grix found just sort of general village stuff. But Grix's main thing was he was seeing lights and hearing whispers in the swamp that he was not following. Grix did also find, very suddenly, the entrance to what looks like a temple up on a small or some kind of hill a little ways off from the village. And then we had book club, and then we went to sleep. And that's what happened last episode.
Hell yeah. All right. First things first, you all are going to, you know, go to sleep and presumably have a watch order and all that. But due to a programming error at the start instead of the end of your sleep, you get the level up screen, and you all leveled.
Aw, oh, sweet.
Outside of this main recording, so.
Shocking.
Everyone should tell the class what they got in their leveling.
I got +3 hit points, so now I'm at 60. Also, I got another +1 to my bonus to hit, so my bonus to hit is now 8. Haha.
I learned the spell Finding Humanoid, which lets me find people who are known to me and I have an object of theirs. This will be handy because we often are looking for people.
I took my first fifth level spell. I took Teleport and I got 1 hit point.
Well, Vaughn's picked up like 9 hit points. It's fucking wild. And
Jesus.
Oh, you max rolled? Nice.
Yeah, very excited. He's got nearly 50 hit points.
That's more than double me.
And
that's more than Kelly and I combined.
Well, it's probably from working out, being, squeezed by a squid or something. I don't know. Anyway, he also felt like, you know what he doesn't have enough of yet is cure potions. So being the obsessive little cure potion maker he is, he learned Cure Critical Wounds, which can be used as an offensive spell this time. Ooh. As well. Bimodal.
The other ones probably should have been able to, too.
Oh, well, now that he knows how to do this, maybe he can go back through his books and figure out what that,
This is what happens when your CK abridges summaries and forgets that reversals and spells in this game are buried in the descriptions often.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Which is like, there's no good editing choice for that, but this particular one didn't help. All right. Anyway, so it is night. And you are all presumably going to sleep. You're kind of bedding down after book club. I guess first off, if you haven't already, please mark a ration off of your sheets. I doubt it will become relevant, but it certainly won't if you never mark them off. So,
I should have brought more than mushroom jerky.
I mean, Vaughn's found fruit.
Ooh.
It's meant to be alchemical ingredients, but you know, you can just eat stuff.
Uh-huh.
But all right. And I need to know the watch order for y'all tonight.
As a non-caster, I think Jesse can take one of the middle shifts.
Sure. I'll go first.
I'll take the shift before Jesse and stay near her so she can wake me up if she needs me to do some casting.
Vons is already asleep.
No.
Totally missed the conversation.
I mean, because technically casters are supposed to get like a full, like uninterrupted amount of their sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's rest, but it would be good to, it's not a bad idea to flavor it as actually getting sleep too. Cause if I got 2 hours of sleep separated by 2 hours.
Biphasic sleep, man.
So that'd probably put Wealthy at the last watch.
At the last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse will wake up Vaughn's for his shift.
Yeah. So we got Grix, Jesse, Vaughn's, Wealthy.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Everyone goes to sleep. Grix, you're up first.
Yeah.
Make a wisdom check, please.
Wisdom, you say? Ooh, 26.
All right. So, Grix, how do you spend your watch?
Watching. But besides that, I like building complex fire structures, like making sure the log cabin style fires, you know, really like peak build.
So every once in a while, you just turn and fiddle with the setup. All right.
Yeah, I like playing with the fire.
So Grix, you know, you're sitting around, you're playing with fire, and then you hear like a little creak outside that at first you think might have been, you know, something warping in the fire as it got heated up. But nope, you're pretty positive it came from outside somewhere.
A creak like a?
Yeah.
Okay. Not like a stream creak.
Yeah, correct.
A creak. Okay. I will look in the direction that I potentially heard. I'll look around. I'll do a cursory glance. Anytime that there's any noise like that, I'll just do it.
It's from nowhere in here. You'd have to stick your head outside probably, which.
Oh, outside of the rope trick.
You aren't.
We're not in the rope trick.
You're just sleeping in that communal building.
Yes. Yeah. I remember now. I'll peek my head outside.
Okay. You go and you look around and you see far off across the village, there is a lantern that is lit along one of the paths. And you guys saw like lantern hooks and stuff, some of which did still contain their lanterns, but most of which did not. You hear another creak and determine it is coming from one of the homes further off, near where that lantern has been lit.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Silent image, a copy of me that is silent, is going to creep out there and walk over to where the noise is happening and be like real conspicuous about it. Not making any noise, obviously, because it's silent image, but
what's the range on silent image?
Long enough that I can do this.
How long is the range on silent image? Because this is a house that is further off, so
450 feet.
Okay. This will be getting up towards the edge of your range.
Okay.
But you can get your silent image out there.
Or at least close enough. I'm not necessarily to it. I'm just trying to see if this is like a trap. If something's going to be like, aha, there's a, I lured one out.
Yeah, you have it walk along.
Yeah.
And you hear some, you know, more creaks and pops as you're headed out. Basically, you walk your
It's going to be responsive, so it's going to like look at the directions of the creaks and pops.
Okay. And, you go down a walkway. That one of the walkways that runs past this kind of big communal building.
Mm-hmm.
Curve around at the fork, and then there's another fork in the building those creaks and pops are coming from that the lantern is at is between that next fork. So it's pretty far out, but as your silent image walks up, you hear kind of a quick snap thud, and then nothing strikes your silent image or falls out of the sky, or, you know, no trap appears to have been triggered.
Good.
But then everything goes silent.
Like magically silent?
No, just...
Oh.
There are no more creaks or pops or thuds.
Okay.
So yeah, nothing comes out. Nothing jumps your image.
Okay.
You don't see anything stalking around.
I'll have the image like go into a bush and disappear.
Okay. Goes into a bush and disappears. You rolled really good in your wisdom, so I'm going to say you're also patient enough to wait it out and see what happens.
Yeah.
It's about 15 minutes later, and you hear some of those creaks start up again.
Okay. Biscuit. I think this is possibly a wake everyone up. Yeah. Yeah, this is a wake everyone up. Check All right, it. I go around and I jiggle everyone. Hey.
Oh, hey.
There's some noises out there, and it seems like there's something out there. So I just, I don't know, wanted to not go alone.
Wisdom checks all around?
I can go with you.
Nope. I mean, you want to try to track it down, that's a wisdom check, but not just for waking up.
Oh, no, not just for waking up, but, well, I guess. Let's shake off the sleeps and do a wisdom check.
If you want me to make you
all
make checks for that, it'd probably be a con check.
I tell you all about the illusion that I did, and nothing came out, but the noise stopped, and it started up again after I released the image. So yeah. Anyone want to go with me?
I'll go with you.
I'll go. Cool. I'm not awake yet, but okay.
I mean, I'm not going to be the only one hanging out at the fire.
Well, we don't all have to go. Like, just saying.
In fact, I think it would be probably maybe a good idea if we didn't all go, just so that...
Like, to hang back, to go forward?
That's what I thought, yeah.
Mm.
Cover us from the windows. Got that crossbow still, Wealthy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sniper.
Wealthy looks at it hanging off her pack like she's never seen it before.
She's like, oh, I do have a crossbow. Yes, I still have my crossbow.
Isn't it magic? I think at least one of you has a magic crossbow. At any rate.
Yeah, I have a magic crossbow.
All right. So Vons and Wealthy, you're going to, you know, have eyes out the windows, and sounds like, you know, keep the shutters open and peek out, and then...
I'm just saying, you seemed less interested.
Both of us have crossbows loaded. We'll just hang out.
Sure.
Okay. Guys get loaded up, and the other two of you head out towards that source of the noise. How do you want to approach this, Jesse and Griggs?
I think try to move silently.
Yeah.
But since Griggs already, like, tried to look conspicuous, like, with his silent image, maybe just approach, like, where people, because if they're not okay, like, if it's a bad situation, it's not going to matter if we go quietly or like, you know, conspicuously or inconspicuously, they're going to probably react badly either way.
So wait, you just said both options. Which one do you want to do?
Well, go conspicuously.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good to me. Sure.
Conspicuously, but like quietly.
Okay. So not sneaking.
Not move silently level of role, but just, you know, you're not banging on pots and pans. You're not having a shouted conversation. Like,
exactly.
Are you trying to move fast?
No, we're sauntering.
Yeah, we're moving like we're people.
All right.
Yeah, we move like we're people.
You do an ISO standard people move. And head on down the walkways.
Yeah.
Creak a little bit. There's a number of insects calling out in the night. I think maybe you hear, you know, a bird or two. And you approach the lantern and the building it is in front of. The lantern itself has seen better days. You've walked past some of these. They're cast metal, but this one is really rusted. The handle on the top, like one of the joints is broken, so it's just kind of hanging half bent off of it. And that said, someone has lit it, and, you know, it's running, so it's clearly not using whatever oil was in there originally. But yeah, casting a little bit of light, kind of just barely enough to see by. And you hear a few more creaks and pops from inside this building as you approach it.
What kind of building is it?
Yeah, I was about to say. You think it's a house. It's about 15 feet in diameter, kind of a dome shape. There's an open arched entryway, and then it's built from, you know, woven together sticks and then like clay reinforcement. So it's more sealed. And there's a hole on the top that lets a little bit of moonlight in. And it's presumably for letting smoke out. But as you approach, kind of you get about where the lantern is, which is just about 10 feet from the entrance, and that noise stops again.
I guess we'll like creep forward and try to see into the...
Can Vaunt and I see any of this?
You can see them approaching the lantern, and you can see the building they're going to, but...
Yeah, fuck it. Detect thoughts.
All right. Great cast detect thoughts. I assume you just kind of aim it at the house and see what happens.
Does the house have any thoughts?
Excuse me while I look at detect thoughts, because that spell has a lot of rules.
My shingles are old. My plumbing could use some work.
All I get in the mail are ads.
I hope that isn't dry rot.
Okay. Surface thoughts, general impression. 10 feet wide. Yeah, that's enough that you can pretty easily, you know, take one half of the house, then the other, cover all of it for sure. You detect thoughts from inside. You get an idea of...
If I start to, I'm putting this out there now, if I start to sense corrupted in these thoughts, I'm dropping it immediately because that went bad last time.
Got you. You do not.
Okay.
You detect intelligence on a level of average, like give or take.
Okay.
And then for the surface thoughts, I need you to make an intelligence check.
Intelligence check. All right. 18.
Okay. Yeah, you concentrate on the thoughts and... With that in check, you detect that these thoughts are weird, but they're not corruption weird.
Okay.
That said, you have trouble. You can't really understand them. You get, like, fear. You get a sense of being drawn to, like, a different task than being afraid. But then, like, this urge to hide is overwhelming all of that. And there's, like, more complicated stuff than that, but you can catch those emotions. But you think whatever thoughts are being had by either... Given the shape of things, you don't think it's just a language thing. You think it's a different type of creature. Like, so it's intelligent, but it's not necessarily, you know, a humanoid kind of standard thing you'd interact with.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I relay this to Jesse.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Is that like, have you ever experienced that before?
I mean, kind of. I get lots of different kinds of people and critters and things in my spell. I think we should try talking.
Okay, I think you should. I'm not a talker.
Okay.
Unless you know me and this person doesn't know me.
Sure. No, I get it. But I'm putting that out there and I'm happy to do it, but you know.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Hello. Hello. Hi there.
The fear increases. Are you heading inside?
Yes. No, I'm still standing out front. And I'm gonna cast light so that I'm lit.
Okay.
So, you know, not trying to hide, not trying to be sneaky or anything, like playing out in the open.
Yeah, you're not in starlight in the shadow of the lantern. You know, have your magic ring light making you look great.
Yeah. Camera ready.
Yeah. All right. What do you say further, if anything? Or are you just saying hello and waiting?
Yeah, just saying hello and waiting.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay, you wait, and eventually fear starts subsiding to curiosity.
Okay,
that's good. You see a shape kind of tumble down from the shadows in the roof and hide up next to the door, and a couple of little feathery fronds stick out. This is looks for all the world to just be a ball of feathers, like a koosh ball made of feathers.
I think that's the thing that Wealthy said.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Jesse crouches to make herself smaller and thus cuter, like she does with children who are afraid of her.
All right. You ask it how it's doing?
Yeah.
You get a little bit of confusion from it, but not in a fearful way. It does kind of tumble end over end out a little bit and get a little bit closer. So it's now like, you know, 10 feet away from you, but it's out of the building.
Okay.
And looking behind it, you can see that there are a number of branches that are stacked up inside, like not a huge number, but, and you see a couple of them sticking out at odd angles from the wall. You would guess that it was probably putting them in.
Sorry, it was putting what into the wall?
Basically patching the wall with new branches and sticks and whatnot. But yeah, so it's a little closer. It kind of shakes itself at you.
I
we did sound effects, there'd be a little belting back and forth.
Sure. I offer it some mushroom jerky.
It tumbles forward and it kind of brushes at the jerky, and you get the impression that it is thankful, but it will not take it.
Okay. I put it away.
Yeah. You're not sure if this thing eats. Would be your best guess.
make cooing noises at it and try to get it to come even closer. We should call the others too.
Well, it's like real scared though. Maybe we figure out what's going on and then.
Or maybe we lead it back and see if it'll come back on its own terms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Cause then it can come and be with the rest of our group and our camp, and we'll be safer and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you make cooing noises, it actually does sound kind of like a bell, but if a bell was trying to imitate a pigeon. Like a pigeon coo.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm thinking through the words.
Bell was trying to imitate.
And then it makes a series of rings that sound like someone is kind of somehow managing to play snippets of a wind chime. Like,
okay.
And then you sense it awaiting your response.
We'll start to like walk away a little bit and coo back at it and keep doing that if we can get it to follow.
It slowly follows. It makes a couple more kind of insistent dinging noises of various sorts.
Does it seem like it wants to go a different way?
Yeah, I think once you hit one of the forks, it actually starts going down one of the other paths. And I think your detect thoughts is still up because it lasts a while.
Yeah, does it go away if I cast another spell? Is it? I don't remember if it's concentration.
I would think it would, just kind of because of the flavor of the spell. But I mean, what else are you trying to cast? Like, if it's a short thing.
Oh, I know. I already cast light.
Oh, yeah. No, light. Light's easy enough that it didn't go away.
Oh yeah, no. It's not concentration. It's duration, 10 minutes per level.
Yeah. So
detect thoughts. I have detect thoughts for a while.
Yeah. So you keep being able to detect it and.
An hour and a half, Jesus.
It takes a couple times and it floats up and kind of goes in a couple of little like hook shapes, and you get the impression between that and the thoughts it would like you to follow it.
Okay. In that case, I think we will wave to Wealthy and Vons and let them join us, but slowly. Also, they can see us, right? So they see us with the ball of feathers, like being playful and...
Yeah, what? I recognize what you're
color are the feathers?
Gray.
I'm wondering if the feathers are delicious.
Like pigeon gray or like the corruption
like
kind
pigeon
of,
gray
like pigeon gray. Okay,
it's kind of a, you know, various shades of gray.
Sure. Okay,
50 of them.
No, 49. Oh. Budget cuts.
Come on, no one's made a 50 Shades of Gray joke on a podcast in years.
This
it's retro.
It's not a ball of writing crops.
This ball wants you to get on your knees and has extremely specific ideas about what it means to be a dominant person wearing pants.
I was gonna say, this ball has sex genes.
Yes. Well, horrible. Yes,
if it doesn't have legs. All right, right, so Wealthy and Vons, how far behind do you want to trail?
Not too far.
I don't I'm trying to figure out how much Vons would care about this. I mean, on the one hand, it's a ball of feathers. That's fun.
Leading your friends away.
I don't want to fall too far behind.
All right.
But I don't want to scare the creature either.
I guess Vons would just catch up. Probably move pretty quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go past Wealthy and catch up with Grix and Jesse, or are you just tagging along with Wealthy?
He'll probably catch up to Wealthy, grab her by the hand, and then pull her with him.
All right. The gang's all back together. The ball of feathers does not seem to mind. And it leads you to the house that Wealthy explored earlier.
Which Wealthy is not surprised by.
Yeah. The door opens inward of its own accord and it tumbles on inside.
Do you live here then?
Grix, you kind of sense an affirmative sound.
Yeah.
It makes a certain ding.
Does anyone else live here?
Do you understand us?
You get a little bit more confusion.
Okay. I don't think it knows Arxian.
To both of the questions? Or because it did kind of answer my first question.
Yeah. Grix, now that you think about the timing, you think that maybe it was more of a like positive yes come in sort of thing.
Yeah, it's welcoming us. So yeah, I think it is its home, but I don't think it fully understands us. It gets vibes, but not sentences or words.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, this is, from what you can pick up so far, this is more advanced than, like, you know, a dog picking up tones and reacting based on that. But, like, yeah, it's probably not comprehending you completely.
Yeah. Do I get the sense that it's chirping, it's bell pigeoning is a language of its own?
Yeah, you don't know if it's like a language or if it's just based off the cues of a language that isn't yours. So, like, yeah. So you don't know if it's a full-on language or if it's just a series of basic indicators. You don't know if it's a full language or a really, really simple one. But you do think it's using them in a deliberate way. And it starts tumbling up the stairs as you come inside.
Okay.
Also, everyone who isn't wealthy, this building looked like it was maybe like a story and a half tall on the outside, and it's three rather spacious stories tall on the inside.
Well, that's a good sign.
Weird. This is really fucking weird. I don't like this.
Also, Vaughn's making an intelligence check.
Okay. 16 plus 9 is 25.
Yeah, you go, and as you're going in and starting to follow up the stairs, you glance over and see that there is an extensive kitchen in this house with every dried herb you could ever imagine, and some you can't because they weren't native to anywhere that brought plants to the arcs, hanging from the ceiling, and, you know, dozens and dozens of clay jars neatly labeled and scattered along the wall, or, you know, put in orderly shelves and stuff like that.
When I hover over them, does the reticle say I'm stealing?
I mean, probably. But if you kill the fluff ball, you won't have any witnesses. It's fine.
Is there like any dust or like a scent of decay in this place?
There is not.
It's a nice, tidy home.
It's very neatly kept. So you think with that kitchen, you could go and it wouldn't be your lab, but you think there's enough stuff there that you could. And you're guessing the right kind of equipment just from the selection you see and your ability to improvise that you could probably use this place to cook up a potion or three should the need arise.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, it's tumbling up the stairs and I assume you all are following it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You follow it the rest of the way and you're on the second story, which has a couple of, you know, wide low tables that, given the papers and stuff that are out on them, look like they were used as desks. And then there is kind of a series of diamond-shaped cubbies. Think like if you get a really big wine rack, that kind of thing. A lot of crossed boards. And inside those are rolled up pieces of bark that Wealthy would know has writing on them. And it is throwing itself against one and kind of bouncing off it and drifting down to the floor like a plastic bag.
In the wind.
Yeah.
Jessie will go, pull out one of the scrolls.
Yeah. Wealthy will follow and open up with the scroll that the feather ball was beating itself against.
You would guess from looking at some of the stuff earlier that this is a spell scroll.
Well, yeah. Does it look like a complete spell scroll?
Yes. You think this looks like just a spell scroll, not like notes on a spell, but can cast from.
Can I read any of it?
If you make an intelligence check, do you have read magic? Or
yes.
Did you spend that? Did you spend it already for today, or did you have a spare shot left?
I don't remember.
You never actually cast it, did you? You just looked at stuff.
No, I just looked at stuff.
Okay, yeah. Read magic, we'll let you read it.
All right. That's a 19 plus 8.
Yeah. Well, if you cast read magic, I wasn't going to make you need the in check, but I'm going to say that means you cast read magic and can look at this without accidentally casting it first.
Okay.
It is a comprehend languages spell.
Ooh.
What does it require?
Reading off the scroll.
I read off the scroll so I can talk to the fluff ball.
All right.
Andy.
As you read off the scroll, kind of with each word and with each line, you feel the bark turn stiff and brittle in your hands. And as you say the last word, it just kind of crumbles into mulch.
Well, that's about par for the course, isn't it?
Well, I mean, like, that's what reading scrolls does.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, you cast it and you feel the magic wash over you, and then the thing kind of tumbles slightly to one side at you and asks, did it work?
Yes, it did.
You're the scary thing from earlier.
I'm very rarely called a scary thing, but okay, yeah.
But you're so tall.
I'm very rarely called tall, but okay, yeah.
This thing is like maybe a foot in diameter at most. Who are you?
I'm Wealthy. This is Jessie. this is Grix and this is Vons. We are travelers and we're investigating this island looking for other life and possible, you know, not other life.
I think Vons is in the kitchen. I imagine he's... Yeah.
Hears some clattering, goes, what's going on downstairs?
That's my friend Vons. He's probably not being appropriate.
I really need you to expand on that to figure out if I should be upset or not.
he's probably checking out what's going on in the what you've got going on in the kitchen.
Oh, fine. No one's touched that in a long time, but fine. Well, we don't get a lot of explorers here, or anyone really.
We shipwrecked a couple of days ago. And like I said, we're just out here looking and trying to find out, you know, if there's anybody else on the island, because we heard that there used to be people here. So, you know, we're going around and looking for the investigate. There was or there are?
I'm not sure.
Are you alone here?
What are you?
I'm sort of a familiar thing.
Oh, okay. Are you alone here?
For the last long while, yeah.
And... do you have any idea how long a long while is?
Approximately 430 or 31 years, 2 months, 3 days, and 6 hours.
Okay.
I always lose track of the seconds and the minutes.
Okay. So you've been alone that long, and I take it that there is nobody around. You haven't? Have you?
There might be. I have to stay pretty close to the village, or I. You know, decohere and lose my sense of self and then die probably. So, you know, I stay around. And last time I checked, everyone was headed to the big temple.
Okay. What happened to your wizard?
Went with them. Was protecting them. They were going to try some big spell, but they wanted to do it in the temple. It's it's in the big mountain in the center of the island.
There's a temple in the center of the island. Okay. That's interesting to know.
Yeah, I hear it's really neat.
Why did your wizard leave you behind?
I'm kind of bound to the house, and I'm not sure she thought they were going to be gone that long.
Ah.
So,
hey, do you have a name? I know I can't understand anything you're saying, but I'm assuming Wealthy is telling me.
Yaba. Y-A-B-A.
What? Yaba.
Yaba.
Daba and Do?
Nope. I also sometimes got called you damn nuisance, but in an affectionate fashion.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes people call me, hey, can you reach that for me?
As Yaba is talking, I am translating the things that that they are saying. If anybody has any other questions, let me know. Because
what do you know, like, have any idea, like, what they were going to do, like, other than just, like, cast a spell and shit?
Well, it was going to protect people. There was something they were scared of coming from outside the island. And normally everyone tries to be pretty, you know, welcoming and non-shitty, but they seemed real scared, so.
Yeah, I think we know what they were scared of.
That's probably, like, the corruption, because, like, that's the thing that everybody was scared of at the, you know, for, like, a long time. But it's, like, a while after.
I explain what the corruption is to Yaba.
But if you're here, that means it's over, right?
No, definitely not, no.
Kind of sags.
It just means that we've managed to avoid it for... all this time, which you have too. Are you subject to the corruption?
I mean, given I didn't know what it was until this conversation, it's hard to say.
Have you ever seen, like, any things, like, around the village that were, like, you know, like, oh, like, you know, giving off, like, shadows, but, like, at weird times when, like, it didn't make any sense for there to be shadows, or, like, had, like, a smoky look to them, or, like, just kind of you couldn't, like, tell people's features because of the way that the blackness sort of just was, like, wrapped around them like a cloak?
That's somehow both kind of vague and highly specific.
Yep, that's the way it is.
There are some things that go around here that are kind of like that, but I don't think none of them are new.
Are they birds? Were they birds?
You know, some things live in the depths of swamps and jungles and stuff that are, and really anywhere, that are unsafe and tend towards the darkness, living, possibly attracting kind of thing. But I mean, those are things that have been here for centuries and centuries. So I'm guessing that's not what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, like, the corruption's been around for like centuries and centuries.
Sorry, centuries and centuries before everyone left. So.
Oh, okay.
Like, they have enough folklore that I'm guessing they're not new enough that everyone would have run away.
Like an elemental, like magic, like fucking, it's been around forever and we just like.
Yeah, you know, the creatures that come when you bury criminals deep in a swamp, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's like a real bad vibe, man.
Well, it's either swamp, jungle, or mountainside around here, or the ocean, so.
I mean,
you're looking at curses almost every way you cut it.
Why not just like throw people into the ocean? Is all I'm saying. It's harder to haunt the ocean, man. There's a fucking lot of the ocean.
Yeah, but have you ever gone swimming where there's someone getting picked apart by fish 10 feet below you? I hear it's unpleasant.
No, but have you?
No, but I heard things from people who did.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I just saw the ocean like for the first time like a couple months ago, so.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it smells so weird.
Oh.
Like stuff's like living and then died and then like also like more salt than you've ever heard of in your life.
So it's like a swamp, but with more salt.
No.
Like a deep swamp. No trees. Okay. Only swamp. Only water swamp.
We got the smell off the wind sometimes, but it's hard to tell when it mixes with everything else.
Yeah, the swamp smells real weird too, but in like a way that makes more sense to me, because like I know forests. This is just a real fucking weird forest.
Real wet forest.
Like the wettest forest.
Downright damp.
Are you like okay, man?
You seem stressed. You seem a little shell-shocked.
You're the first people I've interacted with in over 400 years, so yeah, a little bit. And apparently there's a giant, all-consuming, corrupting force coming from outside to get people.
Is your wizard girl, lady, person still alive, do you know? Or like,
I don't.
If you're familiar, like, how are you like still here? Because like, my wife does some magic and she's like, says that like getting familiars is like, you know, you gotta like be careful because like they can get stuck if you do something wrong. So like, are you like stuck here?
Kind of shakes a little bit, seemingly scared at the idea of being stuck before you define it slightly further. I mean, yeah, kind of. I'm not sure if my person's still around. I'm partially bound to the house and I was kind of like constructed and then made into a familiar. I'm guessing, do you guys use familiars that are like, I met a bird and now it's my best friend?
Oh, there's no birds where we live.
I met some appropriate local animal and now it's my best friend.
I see.
Some of us do, some of us don't. It's, you know, like a personal choice.
Okay. I'm guessing it's probably different magic a little bit. So hard to say for sure, but it could be that she's not alive and that the house is still supporting me. It could be that she is alive. And if she dies, I die too. It could be something else entirely, or maybe there weren't really any others of me or like me, so I couldn't ask, but maybe we persist on. I've only ever noticed issues when I try to get too far outside the village.
You're doing like a real good job, like, you know, taking care of the house though. Cause like,
it's what I was designed to do. I clean things.
This is the nicest. You were designed to clean things specifically?
Well, clean, organize, keep house. I kind of expanded it to the village cause I got bored. And also it was slowly falling apart. There's only so much I can do. I can't lift very much, but I try.
Is there anything you need help with? I can lift real good. Like I said, people sometimes call me, hey, can you go get that for me?
You know, I have some bridges I haven't been able to patch that could use some help.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Can you tell me how to? Because I haven't.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good with my hands.
Yeah, these are pretty easy. They're just a lot of work. What were you saying? Short, scaly, fuzzy one? Mostly fuzzy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, if we were to find some way to, like, release you from your bounding here, would you want to come... up with us or be with other people?
I mean, if you could take me to see what happened at the big temple, that would be nice, just so I know.
If we like took a piece of the building with us, like, could you come with us? Is that how it works?
I don't know. I didn't make myself. I mean, there are certain parts of the building I'm more like connected to, so maybe if you took a chunk of that.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know how well I do long term without magic changing, but the hearth specifically.
Oh yeah, I could totally take like a brick or a stone or something.
Yeah, maybe grab one of the stones. We can try it. You know, I don't keel over and die the second I get outside of range. I feel it coming, so hopefully it'll work.
Sure.
Can I touch your feathers? You look so nice and like cool. Or is that not okay?
Thank you for asking first. It tumbles over to you.
Oh, cool.
Just be gentle.
Okay. Jesse acts like this is like the most like it feels like a magical girl moment to her.
Yeah, this creature feels like petting the world's most luxurious feather duster.
Oh, fascinating. Fuck, this is like, you're so soft and like fluffy. I didn't expect you to be so fluffy.
Well, I gotta clean delicate surfaces.
That explains why this house is so clean, despite him being left alone for so long.
You're like, thank you, that was very nice.
You're welcome.
So like, it's kind of the middle of the night for us, and like, yeah. I think we should probably go to sleep or something.
We're a little tuckered, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Do you wanna keep hanging out with us?
Sure. If you want, I can keep watch so you guys can sleep.
Sure. Yeah.
No offense, but like,
that sounded sketchy as hell, didn't it?
We kind of just like met you. So like,
that's fair. I can just hang out.
Yeah. That's probably for the best, at least, you know, until like we get a better idea of each other's vibes, you know,
or I can wait here and you can come get me in the morning if you're really worried about it. I won't be offended. I can't afford to torpedo a relationship at this point.
I have a vibe about it, so I'm not particularly worried, but I can understand if other people are.
Yeah. I was also going to just go with it, but now that it's pointed out, that makes more sense to be a little, not just, hey, ball of feathers, we just met you, but you seem trustworthy.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel as Aaron very much like, I just met Yaba, but if anything happened to them, yeah. I would immediately kill everyone in the room and then myself.
Yeah. But all right, so do you want to hang with you for the rest of the night, or do you want to just come get it in the morning?
I think hang with us.
I think it could hang with us.
All right.
I think Jesse will take over watch now, though.
Yeah. All right, so we play out the rest of the watches. Jesse, make an wisdom check.
That is a 26 on a prime.
All right. You keep a good watch. Little ball of feathers, friend. Yava is kind of tumbling around and neatening things up and dusting slightly. And
and now that, you know, now that Wealthy has gone to sleep, I can't understand Yava anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, so for now it goes, and it's just tumbling around, doing its own thing, quietly.
How long does comprehend languages last?
You went to sleep, so probably not after that, regardless.
Probably not.
Vons appears at whatever floor they're at and wonders.
Oh yeah, everyone went back to bed.
Like, no one wanted cookies?
Did you?
You made cookies?
I guess I'll just eat these.
Okay. Hope they were good.
I like that everyone walked past Vaughn's out and he just didn't go with them.
I don't think that Jesse would have let Vaughn's stay.
Okay, Vaughn's, you are recovered. Do you share your cookies before everyone goes to bed?
I made these so that I had something to snack on while my cake was finishing.
There's cake? You make cake?
Not
is
yet.
It seed cake? I didn't
sleep.
No, it's cooking. The milk here is weird.
Milk?
I don't.
Parrot milk. Don't worry about it.
Who knows where horrible, it comes from. Horrible. Jesus Christ. I hate it.
Well, it's bound to be better than bat milk.
I hate everything about this.
What kind of milk you think we got on the Arcs?
The kitchen Vons is in Burnsdale.
Goat?
Probably a lot of goat, yeah.
Extremely expensive goat milk?
And the cheese, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Vons isn't going to find a magically stocked fridge and not take advantage of it.
Sure.
There isn't any cold storage here, at least not that held up. So There's no milk for you.
No, and there would also not be 450-year-old milk, Ian. Yeah. That's the biggest part.
I mean,
I don't care how cold it is.
I'm not even saying there's a chance. I'm trying to clarify. There's not even a chance of him finding super old, solidified, gross, fossilized milk from God knows when. Like,
I figured it was like pocket dimension fridge or something.
Nope.
Does it with the house? Why not?
I feel like that is the kind of thing that you should definitely research and then patent in our capitalist hellscape.
Yeah.
And truly, I think you are best placed to do that experimentation.
Can be one of those business tycoons that does brewing on the side for shits and giggles.
Well, in more realistic game reality, he's probably just harvested everything he can from the kitchen and...
Yeah, if you leave it here, you'll be able to use it as a brewing lab.
Mm, mm-hmm. Mm, that makes sense. Yeah. So he's, before he goes to bed, he's probably setting some stuff on boil and...
Okay. Yeah, you bring some stuff back to the main communal area, take some pots and pans, get some basic stuff going.
Yeah.
It's not great over an open fire with no flame control, but hey. But yeah, so Jesse, your watch goes uneventfully.
Great.
I believe Vons is up next.
Yep.
That's smart. He'd wanna wake up with enough time to check on his stuff anyway.
Actually, Jesse, real quick, what do you do while you're killing time doing a watch?
I'm so used to being like to having to just like sit very still and like wait for things to happen that watches are the sort of thing where I kind of just go into like a, you know, an aware, like a pretty super aware, like meditative kind of state where I'm just kind of taking everything in.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't do things on my watch. I just, yeah. I'm just there watching. Like I'm a ranger. It's kind of the thing that I'm supposed to just be able to.
Yeah. Hunters, rangers, snipers, all those jobs where it's just like, and now I will sit here and observe this place for 8 hours straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Functionally observe it, you know. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, you get an idea for the sounds of the swamp and the smells and stuff like that. And you can tell that there's stuff out there besides the insects, but like nothing's getting close.
Mm-hmm.
You can just tell there must be bigger things out there somewhere, but that wouldn't surprise you in literally any ecosystem.
Yeah.
But okay, cool. Now it's Vons' turn.
All right.
So Vons, roll a wisdom check.
Ooh, wisdom check.
Your favorite thing.
Oop, that die just jumped out of the box. Okay. Okay, 18 plus 0 plus 9 is...
27?
Yes. Yes, 27.
All right. You take your watch. How do you spend your time on watch?
Probably with frequent trips to the kitchen.
Okay.
We're back in the other...
Well, hearth in this case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's still like... I figure you drag some cooking stuff with you, and
yes,
so frequent trips.
Yes, he borrowed some pots and pans and some whatever he figured he could boil things in, and
yeah, like pots and pans.
Yeah,
got some bowls if you want to get fancy.
Probably a double boiler situation so he doesn't burn so much stuff and whatever. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, it's not a perfect system. You wouldn't want to use it every day, but you can figure it out.
Yeah, leave that to him to cobble things together.
Yeah. Your watch goes by pretty uneventfully. Again, you also get a sense of that there are bigger things out there, and you know there are critters running around this island, but none of them seem to get close.
Hmm. Does he, what kind of critters does he see?
He doesn't see anything. It's too dark. But it's more like you can hear, you know, water splashing or vegetation being shifted or occasionally snapping underfoot. Like, you know, it'd be kind of like a... If you're inside a cabin with your back to the lake, but you can hear someone wading around a little bit, it's about that level of awareness. Like, feel something out there is moving that's not just the wind, but, you know, you don't sense any intent, and it doesn't seem to ever get closer to you, at least beyond maybe walking by the village as a whole. Like,
fun.
Yeah. All right. So, last but not least, Wealthy's turn.
Yeah.
Wealthy, roll a wisdom check.
God. 15.
And wisdom is not a prime for you.
Definitely not.
Wealthy, you think you see people walking through the swamp nearby.
Oh, God.
You see torches flickering in the dark.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Am I going to follow them?
Are you?
I take it Grix told us about them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I definitely did. Like, while it was going on, I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like a good idea to follow strange people into a swamp, even though my experience with swamps is very limited. So I'm going to make note of the time and not follow them.
There's a kobold leaning against the wall near where you're looking out the window.
Okay.
Taking the safe road, huh?
A kobold?
Female kobold specifically. It's your demon friend.
Oh, God, my demon friend. God damn it. I bet
if you were confident, you'd head out there.
I'm a halfling. I'm already a very adventurous halfling. And the only reason I figured the only reason I'm alive right now is because I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty cautious, not confident. What am I talking about? And I'm confident enough. Thank you very much. Don't insult me.
I feel like you hide a lot behind halfling traditions.
I am a halfling.
Burn. You have been read.
What would you have me do? Go out there and get stuck in the swamp?
Go out there and look?
You know what? Okay, fine. I will. And I go out the door and I go I go out. Fine. Fuck you. I will. I head out into the swamp and follow the lights.
And that's where we'll end the episode.
Fucking goddamn it.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute, and @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Make a wisdom check, please.
Wisdom, you say?
Oh, they're cleaning my dryer vent.
Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
26.
All right.
That's actually pretty loud.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear that.
All right.
Well, Vons goes third. All right, so Grix.
Yeah.
How do you spend your watch? I mean, you're keeping an eye out, but like...
Holy fuck. Jesus! Not at you, Adam, but loud. Goodness gracious God.
Metal Adam, against metal.
Do you maybe want to mute until...
I can mute, yeah.
Sorry.
No,
it's
no.
It's just very loud and distracting, I think.
Yeah, no worries. Just remind me I'm muted if I take a sec.
Okay.
That is loud.
You mean you guys don't find drilling noises to be immersive audio for your night in an abandoned village?
It's the dentist episode.
No. That's next year's Halloween episode. Can't do it yet.
Fucking nope. No.
Hard line there.
Fair enough.